Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tankar's Tavern Blog. Yeah, I feel like we should get some nice sexy music going on in the background here. In case you forgot, we also have a Discord server, MeWe group, and Facebook group. So folks, obviously, if you can hear my voice, if you can hear the words coming out of my mouth, obviously I'm still under the weather. But yesterday, yesterday I spoke about a certain release that's coming out by Wizards of the Coast. And that release is involving Critical Role / Matt Mercer. Now, Matt Mercer / Critical Role had a deal with Green Ronin before coming out with this latest book for Wizards of the Coast. It's a campaign setting based upon the second season of the Critical Role series. Now, what Critical Role is, for those that don't know, it's like watching people with some acting chops play D&D. It's a bit scripted. It's not a realistic representation of what an RPG is, but it certainly works well to showcase D&D, and I guess an ideal situation. So, this release, though, has raised a brouhaha. Or a brouhaha? I guess it's not a brouhaha. It's a brouhaha. On Facebook. Now, Gwen Baker, she points out some things. Now, I've been known to spitball. I've been known to throw things out there. Talk out of my ass. Potentially, she is talking out of her ass. But she makes good points. Gwen, she says, I'm very disappointed to hear Matthew Mercer say he's working on the Wildermount for 18 months. Now, he said this on Reddit, and it's linked on Geek Native, and I will talk about that part right now. See, what he put out is the Explorer's Guide to Wildermount. And I've spent the better part, this is not me, this is Matt Mercer, I spent the better part of 1.5 years working on this project, along with some incredible contributors, to make this something we could all be extremely proud of. I set out to create this book not as a tome specifically for fans of Critical Role, but as a love letter to the D&D community as a whole. Those who follow our adventures will find many familiar and enjoyable elements to tie into what they've experienced within our campaign. However, we want this book to not only be a vibrant, unique setting for non-critter players and dungeon masters, young and old, experienced and new, but also a resource of inspiration for DMs to pull from regardless of what setting they are running. Okay. So that's the background on where he spent 1.5 years working on it. Now, that all becomes a little bit interesting, because that means he was working on this new release for more than a year while Green Ronin had the Critical Role license. They went to great lengths, this is going back to Gwen Baker, they went to great lengths to put out the award-winning Tal Dorei book, which clearly took a lot of work on their part since Mercer admits he was turning over bad rules to them. And now, a day after their book is no longer for sale, and apparently it still shows on the website, but you can't buy it, which tells us fans that their license has ended, he not only reveals he's been working on this since 2018, he slags them in public for putting demands on him. And again, that goes back to this article. Excuse me. Where it goes, it was originally on Reddit, Geek Native shares it here. Even my Tal Dorei guide homebrew was rushed due to demands being made of me, and I continue to learn so many lessons since. Now, I don't know what a crazy dog. I'll be right back. She'll go crazy for a little bit.